Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Well, hello, guys. This is your host, JB. We're DMV Stand Up. This is the weekly talk show. We got some stuff going on this upcoming next 2 weeks. We got they just locked in a nice little race with DMV's own Gene Stevens taking on David Shaw and Dobbs with the Dinosaur next week at Darlington at Big Sexy's after Turkey Day Shootout. So I know there's some people that want to speak what they're going to speak about and tell who they're going to ride with. But I'm going to let y'all know right off the jump, I'm riding with my hometown favorite. I'm riding with Gene Stevens. And, you know, if anybody want to, you know, make some side bets or something on that, you know, come in and speak your piece. But like I said, next week, Sean Holden, a.k.a. Big Sexy, is at Darlington doing his after Turkey Day Shootout. And like I have said, the Dinosaur and Gene Stevens, 8 Mile, heads up. And as I told you before, I'm with the Horseman. I mean, I know y'all, some other people might feel a different way, but like I said, I'm with the Horseman. And let's see what's going on. We also got some upcoming stuff. We got there's a race in Florida. Like I said, Baldy's race is in Florida. I heard Gene and the Horseman Camp and Kenny Beecham and some other DMV people are going down that area. But like I said, I mean, you know, we got some upcoming races. We got some people trying to lock some races in. And we also got word that if you are trying to go this weekend to Maryland, it has been canceled. Jason Miller posted on the page yesterday that it is the track temps are too cold for this weekend. So they have canceled the test and tune. And we also may be having a special announcement tonight on some stuff that's in the work for next year, hopefully from, you know, some of our DMV people. We might have a little shootout plus some other stuff going on next year. I'm just waiting for someone to push that number one button and give me an update on what's going on. And it looks like the first person that's going to talk some shit tonight is Mean Gene Stevens. What's going on, Mean Gene?
What's happening, buddy?
I ain't doing nothing, man. I'm on Facebook talking shit to David Shaw, trying to get him out of his game. I know that Dan Camargo put some space on it, so I'm trying to get him ready so his wife don't evict him.
Shit, I want to keep him on his game. I want a good race. He's
going to
have enough time catching it as it is.
Yeah, he called me yesterday because we were talking about another car. He's got an all-motor car and trying to work something out for next year. And he said, yeah, that goddamn Dinosaur gonna get me some money next week. I said, you sure about that? He said, yeah, I'm telling you that they sleep on that Dinosaur, but I'm telling you, I'm gonna show them next weekend. I said, I don't know. Man, I done seen Gene make a couple shakedown passes these past couple weeks, and they look right stout.
Well, the old girl's got her stuff together now. She's ready to go to Darlington.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. I think that's going to be a good show down there, man. Sound like it's going to be a crowd.
Yeah, we hope it will. We're just going down there to have a good time. Have a good time and take just a little bit of that money Dobbs got. We ain't going to take much. You know we can't put no dent in it.
Oh, hell no. That motherfucker, shit, he had a new Rolex. Like the boy said, he had a Rolex. Either arm you want to look at. So, I mean, God damn. shit. Yeah, so what y'all locked in for? How much?
We locked in on we locked 500 or 1,000 or better.
God damn, by the time y'all
we're going to see how many people go from the DMV down there, and if they want to get in or whatever, we're going to have a little room, hopefully.
Well, I know there's some people on here right now that's, like I said, I know of at least three or four that want to send some money down, and I'm just, like I said, I'm waiting for them to push that one button, being goddamn shy, because, you know, the thing is, this is the thing. We got the DMV battling basically the South Carolina boys. So, you know, I mean, I think some boys are going, too. I don't know. I haven't talked to Cubby, but I know they have been talking about doing something next weekend. And now that I've heard that the shootout at the beach is canceled or not going to take place, I guess, you know, everybody's going to South Carolina.
That's what the deal sounds like. I just hope the track's good and the weather's good.
Oh, shit. Hey, we got somebody about to plug in on you, Gene. You'll know who it is once you hear his voice.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah.
You know who that is, Gene?
What's going on?
What up?
He probably gonna take that slut to South Carolina next weekend, dude.
You think he will?
Yeah, I think he's going down there.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. When I tell you the boys are talking about going, I'm gonna tell you the boy. You gotta look at it like this. It's about to get cold as a motherfucker. Nobody wants to go anywhere, and tracks are gonna start closing. So you gotta get what you gotta get until you know Baldy's race. I mean, but that's in Florida. So shit. It's liable to be 80, 90 degrees down there. But around here, we gotta get what we can get.
You right on that. Dwayne, you going south Saturday?
Yeah, the 30th, right?
Yeah. You know what they say, right? We might have a little, we might have stacks up here between each other. We go south together, we come back north together.
Oh, yeah. I'm there. I'm going for the money. You know that. I got to recoup.
Exactly.
I got to recoup for the year. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't know if your boy going to be down there, Dwayne. I know that's his area. Old Popeye, that's his area. I don't know if he's gonna be there. He ain't text me yet.
Yeah, I ain't talked to him. I mean, he asked me was I going down to Florida on Facebook, but I mean, I'm going in there too. But I mean, I'm going down. I go down South Carolina where it's warmer at, man.
Goddamn right.
You know, because I really, to be honest, I'm trying to get all I can get. You know.
Shit, hell yeah, I know the Boogeyman camp. They gonna be there. They got some all motor stuff, but it's small block. And then they got this streetcar. I don't know what he calling it, but you know, I ain't even gonna lie to you. That thing got turnkey starting some old shit. 23 degree head, small block on one system, and that bitch. I mean, I gotta admit it. It looked like a true streetcar, but I can tell you, if there's anything the Boogeyman got in there, I know she ride good.
Oh yeah, you know he the small block. He one of the small block king.
Goddamn
for real,
right.
he go hard at with King Jack and all them, you know.
Yeah, when he told me, he said, man, y'all got any street cars down there? I said, man, explain what a street car is. He said, well, shit, I don't even have a damn switch panel in my car. I said, what you mean? He said, I'm turning mine by the key. I said,
yeah,
man,
but you gotta understand that don't mean nothing. That don't make it no slower. He just got the patience to turn the key by. I mean, everybody else want a button in there, you know what I mean? But turning the key don't make it slow. Shit. It ain't going to make it no faster by putting a button in it.
Hey,
Bob,
no,
I will put one little thing out there, though. When you go down south, them boys down there, they are cool cats to race with. We didn't run with though. The Wright brothers, Big Sexy, Pops. Win or lose, I tell you what, at the end of it, they're good sports. They have a good time.
I know.
They race good.
I like them down there, man. Like I say, it's good sportsmanship down there. Good people, you know?
Very good sportsmanship.
I have good food.
And you can find a race. If you go down and don't find a race, it's because you didn't want one.
Exactly.
That's definitely true.
Well, I heard the Darlington. I ain't never raced at Darlington before, but I heard Darlington's a one-lane track, right? So
It can be rough. I almost took my car out down there at the beginning of the year. I had a few issues, but We made it to the 3:30, and then she wanted to turn and run into the man next to us. Kenny had some trouble down there, too. But I think all in all, if he gets the track right, I think we should be okay, hopefully.
And that's the thing. I don't even know which lane is the right lane. It's the good lane, you know. But I don't care. I got mine since she worked. So, I mean, I ain't too much worried about my car spinning, you know what I mean?
Well, I think me and David Shaw on the same wavelength when we say, I think it might come down to whoever can just pedal fast, better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, and you know what, he did say that. He said, I think it's going to come down to who can get out of that tire shake quicker.
We're not planning on going to a tire shake, but anything can happen.
Is Lou
locked in with anybody or going to do anything? Or?
Let me tell you about Lou. Lou might not be locked in with anybody, but it could be 1 hour before the race. He's going to find one before he gets there.
Yeah, I know. That's how Lou is. Lou, I'm going to tell you, Lou is on the game. He's on the damn game. Because he's been asking me about shit that's going on next year. So I'm going to tell you right now, Lou on the game.
Them boys, him and Kenny and all them boys, man, they must be ready to be racing. They're waiting for them to go to Florida.
What,
I know damn well. It's I'm going to tell you what, that's going to be one hell of an event.
What are you talking about, Baldy Race?
It's a good show.
God darn right. Who is it? The boys from the Midwest said, shit, they going out there too. They said, shoot, I mean, where else can you go, like I said, and have fun, and it still be in the 70s, 80s, and above that. It's going to have a ball down there.
I tell you, we went down there year before last, and we got about Georgia, and we got out the blue jeans and the sweatshirts, put shorts on, and we stayed in shorts until we come back. It was nice.
I'm trying to get my traveling funds up right now. I talked to Carlos, and them boy, I know they're going to. I said, shit, I gotta get my funds right.
Man, how about Wicked Bird now? How about Wicked Bird go up there and got past the Hatties again? Has she got a golden horseshoe or what?
I'm gonna tell you right now, I gotta give him credit because like a man said the other day, they said, you know what? The man knows how some people, you know, will go out there and just overpower, do this, do that. The man got an A to B car. I will give him credit, and that's what did it. If you see that video, the Hatton got loose and had the pedal, and by that time, I'm going to tell you, that goddamn Bird was gone.
Yeah, he got to get it. I think the world of Wicked Bird, but he got to give some of that credit to Mark Hayes. Mark Hayes got him where, hey, you need to go from point A to point B, then we'll worry about the power. And he listened to that, and man, he's been going down and wearing them out ever since.
And God damn, boy, I tell you this, motherfucker, there was a couple guys on here the other week calling him out, and then, you know, all that chatter got a little, well, shit, you know, I ain't too sure I can get him, you know, that's how it is now, I ain't too sure, I gotta revamp. So, I mean, the thing is, he will race, and he's gonna go out there, he's gonna try it, and look, I mean, people was up there, the post killed me. This is what the post was. Who you riding with? I might have seen two people pick the Bird and about 50 pick the Hat. So then at the end of it, I'm like, you know, somebody said, okay, here you go, Hatton for the win. So I'm like, well, damn, Hatton won. Next thing I know, I see a video and the damn Bird that took the win.
But I'll tell you what, though, boss. The Hatton boys, they like family with us. They travel south with us. We raced in Fayetteville. Them boys ain't no joke. They go hard when they go. But
no, that's what I'm saying.
I talked
to Eric before the week of that race, and he said, man, I'm going to go down here, and I'm going to try to sledgehammer out. He was like, I mean, I heard the car run good. He said, but I think I got a good chance. And then next thing I know, he called me. He said, "Man, shit got out the groove a little bit, and you know that shit happens."
Yeah,
but
well,
he does. Like
I give him that. Oh, he brought it down through there Sunday. And he was fighting the pipes of the light and go out. She was every which way but loose. He was holding on to her.
Yeah, them damn Philly boys, they trying to they hit me up. They was like, they saw the video with Kenny's small block car on the 28th. They said, well, shit, we got one on 28th. I said, well, let Kenny get off, you know, because Joe hit me up. Minnekanzi hit me up. He was like, oh, we gonna do something, JB? I said, well, let him get it all figured out. He got five passes on it. When he get that thing dialed in and he get more than five on it, he gonna try something. But they eager to try something, I can tell you that.
All of them easy to try something when they see you coming up in the air and doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
All of them try to jump on you then. That's what they think. They think that you make you, and he got plenty of car, he got plenty of power, but he can't keep it on the ground. But, you know, that's how it go.
Well,
it's
see,
like
they had
racing,
that
man,
problem
the fancy
last
guy don't
weekend.
Always win.
That they had that problem at Cecil because the Bin Laden Mustang, they went airborne, and the Bin Laden Mustang went on rental.
What are you talking about with Red Alert?
Yeah, Red Alert went airborne, and by that time, I'm going to tell you, once you take that flight and you got a car beside you, like I said, say Wicked Bird, for instance, he got an A to B car right now. When you
That's
take
right.
flight and you got that A to B car beside you, shit, you can hang
now,
it up.
Now, let me tell you something, JB. I looked at it firsthand. When you sitting pointing to the sky and you look next to the car next to you, shit, that bitch be gone.
That's right.
I mean, it could be 5/10 slower than you. It gone. It could
when
be a
Kenny,
second
Kenny
before
ran,
than you.
You know, that came down to whoever pedaled the bat, and Kenny Beecham kept it on the ground. He left it a little bit, and then he pedaled it and brought it back down. And Big Head Kenny, he kept going up. So you know what the man did. When he was going up, Kenny was going out.
Exactly.
Man,
sometimes them things jump up so fast that
right
you can't pedal. Huh?
Yeah, that
Huh?
I didn't hear.
So that would be a good race for them two to try again one day. But, you know, this time of year, especially when it's cold out and the track ain't quite right, Maryland have water under the rubber is what Royce was telling us. But, it, like you said, an A-B car is going to be the one to win.
Goddamn right. Now, I'm going to tell you another, that goddamn G-Money, he got his shit going right now, too.
Man, dangerous, ain't he?
God damn. I'll tell you right now, when I saw that race, I was like, shit, I done been out the last 3 weeks. Old ladies, you already bitching. So by that time, somebody had posted the video. I said, damn, G-Money riding. And the one thing about that damn car is he don't lift it. It don't airborne. It don't shit. That bitch, if it hooks, that bitch gone.
Man, that car made some astronomical passes up front of Rusty Master.
Yeah,
I mean, that's my
damn.
First time ever really looking at it run, you know what I mean?
God damn, I said, shit. And then I'm going to tell you, Gene, who trying to step out there hard next year, that goddamn Mark Jones and that Black Assassin, he creeping out there pretty hard.
Well, Dwayne, you could probably like that race down there in Darlington because that's a small tire race.
Well, yeah, I'm liking any race right now. As long as it's warmer there than it is here, I'm happy.
Well, see, that's one of the things. It's going to probably be a little bit warmer, but I'm telling you, you probably won't see a real whole lot of difference because it ain't far enough south.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought Darlington was down on the coast area, right?
It ain't too far from south of the border down there. About another
30
minutes or so.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping the boys will let me come play next year with them big brothers. I hope they'll let me come play with an import next year with them. No, it'll be finished by the second week of January.
Y'all done got Kenny all up in that damn small tire stuff. He done put the big car away, and he done gone crazy with that small tire car.
Goddamn
yeah.
Right. I'm going to tell you. It's not just Kenny. Now you got people selling pro mods saying, well, shit, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about to give me a small tire car.
Small tire racing, where is that, man?
A buddy of mine with a pro mod told me that the other day. He's going to build me a small tire car. I'm selling mine.
It's where is that, man?
We got another microphone opening. Let's see. 301-934-3625. Your microphone is open. Who is this?
What's happening, fellas? It's Todd.
What's going on, Todd?
Same old stuff. Just got back in from Ohio.
Okay.
See what was happening. And I thought you said Mark Jones was going to put that thing away for next year, or he's going to bring it back out.
Oh, no, he said, I mean, the way he's talking, he's trying to, you know, he's trying to step out there harder next year. I know the small block car is for sale. So I'm guessing that being that, you know, he's just going to focus on that black car now because he has told me that the blue car is for sale.
Right, yeah, that's what he told me. That's what
he said. Dwayne, if you want another little small block Nova to pimp around, he got one.
Shit, I ain't looking for another car. I got that. I built the import just for foreign versus domestic. That's it for me. I'm gonna keep the slut, and that's it. I ain't doing no more. No more heavy cars.
I hear that.
That's why I built the Mustang. And that still ain't like as I wanted to be.
This is some 336-932-5380. Who is that?
Dave Shaw.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Gene, hey, Gene, the radio about to get crazy.
What's going on? Is Gene on there? Where's Gene at?
Gene on there. That man said when he's finished with that goddamn dinosaur, they gonna make a goddamn reunion of the Lost World Jurassic Park. He said they gonna play the music. He said the Lost World Jurassic Park is gonna come back out.
If we have to put that damn dinosaur back in extinction, we're gonna come back out with the damn dragon, and we're gonna make everybody back to our bitches.
Oh, shit. God dang.
Lordy.
Now, hopefully that dinosaur will stay together long enough so that me and Gene can put on one hell of a show, and I hope that both of us go all the way down, because if we do, y'all going to be jumping up and down until you see that fucking W come on, and I'm going to promise you, you ain't going to be able to tell from the finish line, because it'll be...
Man, I'll tell you what, if those two cars make the trip, that could be something to see. If those two cars make an all-out trip, that could be one hell of a race.
I hope that the damn track is good and the weather permits for us to be able to get this off, and because it should be a good one. It'll be the biggest one for me.
Yeah, me too. I got you. I feel you on that one. I'm looking forward to running y'all boys. Like I said, y'all always good to us when we can catch up with y'all and able to race. You're competitive. You race good. I can't wait.
Man, when I first got in that dinosaur, I'm going to tell you what, that son of a bitch wouldn't go nowhere. You couldn't get that car 10 foot off the starting line. I drove that thing at a track called McKenzie, which is Rico in Lumberton, down by Lumberton, North Carolina, which is old man Dobbs' country. And I'm going to tell you what, my Diane just about told me that she would leave my ass if I drove that car and made a full pass on that track.
God dang.
That's how dangerous that place was. It didn't have no guardrails. When I would make a pass, I would shut it down 300 or 400 feet, pull the damn chute, and they would have to come get me, and you'd have to come back up the damn shutdown area to get off of the track.
Oh, David, I heard y'all, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's what Kenny was telling me, too. Y'all got to go into battle with him down in Florida, don't you?
I don't know. Damn, I can't get Dobbs and I can't get Buddy Blow to give me a straight answer on nothing. I'm game to go anywhere, anytime. I can work it out with my work because I work at Race Tech with Russ Farmer and Travis Harvey and them guys. So, you know, they work with me on being able to go to some of these events out of town.
I tell you, you can't beat that.
No, you know, so, you know, it's all up to them. Like I told them when we first got together, you know, I was looking forward to having fun with the car because the last time I seen the car was when I run it 2 years ago with a black S10.
I seen that on YouTube down in Fayetteville, wasn't it?
Yeah, down Fayetteville. That was a $10,000 race. And I'm going to tell you what, if we can get the crowd at the track next week, ain't no telling what the purse will end up being on that race.
Yeah.
Hell no. God damn.
It ought to be crazy.
All I can tell you is somebody, like you said, is going to Vegas.
Damn right. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, everything will work out with that car, because I ain't see when I was leading into the McKenzie deal, that car right there has been around for so long, and Mr. Dobbs won't do nothing. He won't hardly spend no money on that car. He wants to keep it just like it's always been, old, raggedy-ass, everything hanging off of it. Shit, look like it's about to fall apart on that car. The wheel tubs on that son of a bitch are damn loose flopping around.
Damn. There you go. I told him
we had a couple more good races, and if he didn't let me put a diaper on that son of a bitch and straighten out some of that damn floppy shit, they got a 2-inch-wide bead of caulking around it. Have y'all ever looked inside that car?
No.
I say a prayer every time I get in that son of a bitch.
Damn. So you said there's a thing of caulking around? God. Damn.
Look, I'm telling you, that's why that's the oldest beat-up damn car. You know what a damn track locator bar is in a wishbone on a car. This thing has got a 1980 X-Link with a clamp on it that looks like what you put on the end of a cable when you wrap a cable around an outlet and you put that clamp on there with them two bolts. That's the track locator on that son of a bitch.
Come on, Dave. You're pulling our leg a little bit on this, ain't you?
Man, look, I promise you, when you get to Darlington next week, come and look at that car. But just don't get out there and say I'm not going to get beside it, because I'm going to tell you, the car drives better than it looks. But the damn strut mounts on the front of that son of a bitch is a piece of 2-inch angle iron.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man, that's why I was like, you know, that's why I always stress about how old and beat up that car is. And it's amazing that the car will be able to run with the kind of cars that it's capable of running against, because y'all got some severely nice stuff, which is what I'm used to running and driving. And, you know, I had to get up with old Dobbs there and jump in that raggedy old dinosaur for him and see if I can't give him. He'd rather run that car than anything else he's got.
I believe that.
Nothing,
he told us.
He don't care nothing about that Allen Abbey car. He don't care nothing about that damn Corvette. That dinosaur is his baby.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Lewis. Look, man, don't be up there telling that shit. You know, ain't nothing what you're saying. You know, that ain't nothing true, man, what you're saying. You just trying to make us feel better. If we get beat, we getting beat by a piece of junk, but that ain't going to happen anyway. But don't say that shit. You know, you just on there trying to make Gene feel bad.
Gene, what? Say that again.
Yeah, Lou, he's going to got me feeling bad enough where I'm going to let him make a pass of mine after I beat him.
Yeah,
y'all got to come look at that raggedy son of a bitch, and then y'all be damn wanting to give me the back tire.
Y'all feel
sorry.
I'm
telling you, you come look at that car, and you're going to say, damn, Dave, I feel sorry for you. You want to drive my shit?
Well, hey, Dave, I'll tell you what, man. Hey, Dave, if you feel so bad about that car, just go ahead and let me drive it, and you can step on up and drive one of Dobbs' other cars. I'll drive that dinosaur for you.
I tell you, the old dinosaur is fun to drive, but it's a nerve-wracking song, bitch, because you don't never know if that damn thing's going to make one pass or two passes. The first time I ever went to Darlington with that car, got it out, warmed the son of a bitch up, put it back in the damn trailer. They won't hardly let me do no maintenance on the car. And that's the only thing that bothers me, is because I run a lot of class races. I do some PTRA, Pro Tree stuff, and I used to do hardcore bracket racing all the time. But I've always been a damn drag racing junkie. But Dobbs, man, is the only one that I've ever damn drove for that will not hardly do nothing on the car. You can't hardly get him to there and change the plugs on that song.
We got a new mic open, 301-580-5613. Who is that?
I'll give myself back. I'm a 6-year-old.
What? 301-580-5613. Your mic is open.
I'm talking dick. Not going to
let
me set down on Dave.
All right, well, I'm about to close that one up. 301-580-5613. All right. Let's see who we got. I think I know who this is. 757-218-7777. Your mic is open.
What's going on? It's Magic Man.
Oh, shit. Who is this? Weeby Cooper.
Yeah, this is me.
Oh, shit. What you got? You going to Darlington next week?
Yep. No. I'm going to Baldy's race in Florida, Orlando.
Oh, well, that's December. I'm talking about you doing anything next week or you waiting until Baldy's race?
Yeah, I'm waiting until I put my new motor in.
Oh, shit. So this new motor, you're going to be willing to give Kenny the brake, the backside, everything in racing, right?
Kenny the what?
I mean, you putting a new motor in, you know, getting to get the brake, the back tire, and everything in racing with the 28.
Kenny got wheelie bars to go in his car. I can't get him nothing.
God damn.
What? I'm putting a small block in my car. I can't get nobody nothing.
Oh, you going small block?
Yeah, small block, pro charge.
Okay, well, shit, goddamn. You big time now. We can't fuck with you.
Man, big time. I always had it. I just buy stuff in increments and then put it together. You know what I mean? When I have a free dollars, free up, a few dollars and add on to it. I don't do it all at one time. I don't think nobody can do that. That's crazy.
Well, hey, I got a question for you. We got two people that locked in next weekend. The Dinosaur versus Gene Stevens. Who you rocking with?
Man, well, I got to stay at home on that one. I got to go with Gene. I'll never go against the grain. I'm always rolling with home.
Oh, shit. So, David Shaw, what you think about that?
Yeah. I think that gives me the odds that I need. Damn, y'all got 8-1 on me now.
I gotta stay home with that. I ain't gonna ever go against the grain. Win or lose, I gotta stay with my camp. They not my camp, but you know, Virginia is Virginia.
I guess you feel a little outnumbered, but I think you still feeling like you got a chance, huh?
Oh, yeah, always a chance, because I know if it comes down to a pedal fest, as y'all seen up in Maryland, there ain't no hesitation when you put it.
All right, well, look, we got somebody that's got that speakerphone on. We need to get that straight. Who got that speakerphone on?
Yeah, no, I can hear all that noise.
Yeah, somebody got a speakerphone on. I'm going to have to cut that off. Okay, that was Weavy. I had to mute him for a minute. He got the speakerphone on, or he got somebody on it. But hey, Gene, what else is going on down Darlington? Any other races locked in yet? I haven't seen anything.
I briefly spoke with Sean. He didn't really mention a whole lot other than the small tie stuff. And the race, I know Dive is locked in to run Big Sexy's Camaro, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. David probably know more about that than I would.
Yeah, David, are y'all locked in with Big Sexy?
Well, see, I didn't get to talk to Dobbs. Dobbs is still out of town. He won't be back till probably tomorrow, Saturday, the way Buddy Blow talked. Buddy Blow told me that it wasn't 100% thing, but that's what they was looking at doing. And that's when I told him, well, if nothing else, the weather's going to permit and stuff, it'd be a better chance for me and Gene to be able to get together and try to get a runoff than anything else. But if they're ready to lock in with Big Sexy, then, you know, hell, I'll try him because, I mean, you know, I got the car and plenty of power that if I can get it all the way down the track, all he's got to do is hiccup. If he hiccups, I think I can get him.
I hear that. God damn. So you're telling me all Sean Holden got to do, all Jimmy got to do is hiccup.
Hiccup. I mean, Because, I mean, if I can get that car straightened out, there's just a couple more numbers that I need to work on that thing. And other than that, that car will be in an all-time record.
God,
but
dang.
You never know with the track. You never know with the track, man, you know. You never know. You know, I mean, if I can go out there and really put a lot of power to that son of a bitch, I ain't going to do nothing but go out there and then put on a show, damn, shaking it and throwing the doors off. Every time I really put power to that car, that son of a bitch will shake and throw a door off of it.
That's why I
hope
you don't pick it.
You better hope you don't shake on Saturday, because if you do, I'm going to shake right on past you.
I know. But you better hope that I can't damn pedal that bitch like I did up there at Capitol. I'm going to tell you, if I can catch that motherfucker, you ain't never coming around that bitch.
I got to give you props. You damn sure pedaled it and got on down through there.
I'm going to tell you, them things, hey, well, that's the most dangerous thing about our type of racing, because all the pro class stuff that I do, you don't never pedal a car that fast. That is when you put yourself at a damn 75% chance that you might fuck up.
That's a guarantee there.
Yeah, them cars like that, you don't play unless you really got some serious seat time. And if I didn't know that you was damn what I consider to be a professional, I'd never get beside you in a car as fast as what you got.
Well, you consider full 60 fast?
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say.
406, more like it.
Shit.
Hey, at least you like me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, y'all, hey, I enjoy racing with good people, man, and I like all of y'all. I know that, you know, I love talking shit, and I know everybody else loves talking shit. Sometimes I get out there on a limb because the odds are like 100-1 against me, and I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll take the world on. It don't matter. But I will, you know, I'll stand up and give it a shot, you know. If I can get down through there and make it to the finish line, that son of a bitch is a bad monster.
You'd probably be better off after you run a Gene to cut the nitrous off. That way you'll know you'll be able to get down the track on the pad, then you might be able to beat that Camaro I got. You might be able to.
Well, if the weather is going to be, see, I'm going to Orangeburg this Saturday for one of our 490 events, but there's going to be some pro mod guys down there. And we're going to try a few things down there. And hopefully, if that weather will carry on to the next weekend, I might have a little bit more information to kind of tinker with.
So here we go. Another, I don't know where this is from, but microphone 469-254-5671. Your microphone is on. Who is that?
This is Jay Schaefer. I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay. I seen you had plugged in. I thought you wanted to get in. Who is this again?
Jay Schaefer Videos, one of those videos here in Dallas-Fort Worth area for all the tracks there in Dallas-Fort Worth. Jay Schaefer 16.
Oh. Okay, yeah, maybe. Hey, I heard y'all get it in down there pretty heavy, too.
Oh, yeah, we
hey,
all about it.
He's
got
that film in my old car, the Trans Am I had.
Oh, he got your old Trans Am.
Them boys down there do, yeah. He's the one that films that car, because that boy sends me all the videos of it. He does a good job videoing for them.
Okay, well, shoot, you probably know there's somebody that's on the page that I be hearing about down there. Trouble, is it Trouble Troy?
Oh, yeah, Trouble Troy, yeah, yeah. We was all on Atomic Dog's radio show yesterday, and we was all on there yesterday. But Trouble Troy from Houston, yeah, 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 he knows me. I know him pretty well.
Yeah, I heard I heard the shit get out there to, like, races out there start around $5,000.
On some it do, not all of them. No, on some. They got a good race this weekend coming up down in Houston, down the Allencast race, but hopefully the weather, cooperate with them. But we got some bad weather trying to come down this way tomorrow after, well, hell, tonight, really.
Dang. Yeah, I hear a lot about the Texas area, man. Y'all, hey, are y'all, I know y'all travel. Y'all going to Florida in December?
I heard some guys that were going to Florida. I think Jekyll and Hyde is going to Florida. I'm not really sure, but I think I heard them say they were going to Darlington.
Yeah.
And
well,
I think Show Enough Racing, Peanut, I think he's going to Florida also.
Okay, well, damn, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I heard Jekyll and Hyde is, I guess he's going back after that back half action.
Yeah, he got to go back after the back half. Actually, you know, he lost against, if y'all look at the video this week, he lost against Birdman this past weekend, and they're trying to get it on again. He may go down this weekend, but I think they're going to wait and do it another time. I'm not really sure. But then he lost, then Hyde lost against our Tree Man also, that's our automatic pro mod. So we have some good action that came here this past weekend, man. We have some damn good action going on this weekend. If any of y'all want to look at some of the videos, back towards this way, man, go on J Shaper 16 on YouTube. Shit, if you're looking for a car, I guarantee I got it from this end, man.
Damn, well, shit, you know Gene's selling his other car after this race. Y'all want another car down there?
Man, hey, you know what? We welcome anybody that want to do anything down here. We got five tracks within 30 miles of each other down here, man. So we always got some shit going on. We always got some shit going on.
God damn. So, hey, who do I talk to about getting – do you do DVDs too or just videos?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing DVDs at the end of the year. I don't do events. I do a 2.5-hour DVD from the whole season, everything, pretty much all the good shit that's going to happen this year. I do a 2.5-hour DVD for $20 for everything from January all the way to the last race, which is December 7th, Atomic Dogs race. So I compile all that shit up and put it on one DVD, and I sell it like that for the best shit that's going to happen this year. That's how I do my DVDs.
God damn, I'm gonna have to get one of those, man. God damn, that sound right up my alley, man. Cause I want something like that, man. We that sound like it's gonna be good, you know. Like I said, I mean, it's getting cold around here, so the tracks are starting to close. So I might need something to warm me up at night with the old lady, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I've been doing the compilation of DVDs since 2010. And I think all my guys around here like it, so they give them something to look at over the winter while, you know, why ain't no racing going on. So that's what I decided to do, and they like it, so hell, I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, shit, I'm going to have to, let me see, I'm going to have to get your number off here. Is it the 469 number?
469 number, that's me.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to talk, because I need something good to look at, man. That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't ever travel out to the VA, the Maryland area, do y'all?
You know what? I have never known nobody to travel as much as Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde is pretty much doing all the traveling around as far as around here. I think we had Jackie Diva's camp, C-Town Tony. They went to, I think, Indiana early in the year, and they went up there and I don't know the guy that they race, but they raced some guy up there, Willie Barter, I don't give me the line because I wasn't there, but I heard they went up there and made a lot of action up there with a Chevy Love truck, and C-Town Tony took his Texas Beast up there, and they went up there and made a little trouble up in Indiana. They damn sure did.
Hey, and then look, that Texas Beast, that would not be a Chevy 2, would it?
That's a Chevy 2, yes, sir.
Yeah, I seen that. That's a pretty motherfucker. That's the one with the flag on it.
Yeah, that's the one that used to be the Texas flag car, the one that used to come out of Austin, I think, the twin turbo car. But now it's an all nicer car that he done redid from the bottom up and through Jackie Deaver race cars, and he got it working pretty good.
That's what's up, man. I hear there's a lot of action out there, man. I'm trying to get to Florida in December, but Texas, I think there might be another year coming, but I heard it, I be checking out some of Trouble Troy's posts, and I see they be doing a lot of things down there, so, I mean, maybe next year they have to be.
Yeah, we got five different tracks that's got something going on at least maybe once, twice a month. We got North Star at Gene doing a real big with the X275 class. I mean, he had a 60-car field for the 275 class he had up there, the one that he had in Lights Out, Duck Productions, I think. And they brought that to North Star and everything, man. They had a killer show up there, man. They had a damn killer show up there. And I think they broke the record with a 452 at his track, this last event they just had. They just broke the record with a 452 on, was it Drag Raiders? Yeah, I'm on. Like Brad Grado, 452 Shane Pierce, I think. God damn. Yeah, so we keep some shit going on down there. We keep some shit going on down there. I'm about to lock your number in. Now, what is it? What's your thing was on YouTube? On YouTube is J-A-Y-S-H-A-F-E-R-1-6. I got 1,300 videos on that damn thing.
So J-A-Y-H-A-F-E-R-1-6.
That's just a hype man, you know.
S and Sam, Jay Schaefer. J-A-Y-S-H-A-F-E-R-1-6. Jay Schaefer, 1-6.
All right, well, I'm about to lock that number in because I damn sure going to call you about that damn compilation DVD.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, appreciate it. That's anybody else that's on the show, you know, they want a copy of it. Like I said, we got one more good event. December 7th, Atomic Dog having his race at our Dallas Raceway, a.k.a. the Concrete Palace, that's supposed to be happening December 7th, and that's supposed to be our last race. And after that, it's going to take me a couple of weeks to get everything together, and then probably after Christmas, I'll probably be ready to ship stuff out and start making DVDs. But it should be a good one.
Yeah, I think I got the, let's see right here. I think I got something for the boys. Let's see if this may be it.
Saturday, December 7th, Atomic Dog and Showing Up Racers are bringing the final shakedown 2013 Grudge Fest to Dallas Raceway. This is it! So if you want some,
come get some.
Action Grudge racing all night. You don't want to miss the Comfy Car Nature's Big Tire Old School Back Half and Truck Shootout. For the classes, we got a 580 7.0 indexes. Bring your motorcycle and your ATV to get in on the action too. Gates open at 11 a.m. Admission $20. Kids 12 and under free. Driver tech card $10. For more info, contact Atomic Dog at 512-772-6563 or peanut at 214-317-0185, or you can find us at AtomicDogDragRacing.com or Atomic Dog Drag Racing on Facebook. Be sure to tune in to the Atomic Dog Grudge Inc. radio show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call in number is 646-200-4419 and the call-in number is 646-200-4419. It's your boy Chuck G. You got to be there.
Yeah, that sound like it's gonna be a good one down there, man.
That's the one.
Yeah, I haven't been on the show yet, but I think I might call in next week, man. Because I mean, I show love to all the shows, man. And like I said, I called Jay Barnes every once in a while, and he told me. He said, man, if you want to get somewhere, he said, I know if you want to get somewhere for some grudge racing, you need to get your ass to Texas. So I guess there's a chance next year I got to get out there. So.
Yeah, they already doing the schedule for next year around here, man. Shit, they trying to get the best dates and shit. They already trying to make the schedule for next year, shit.
Hey, let me ask them, how much y'all pay out for your back half class?
Right. Here lately, man, they've been doing as far as you see how much they're giving away or how much they charge for the entry.
As far as giving away?
Between three, we had like 19 cars in a back half field here at just in Kennedale, no entry fee, and we gave away $5,000.
God dang.
No entry fee.
Yeah, we
and
yeah,
the last one we just had, Gene just had one, and he still honored the car count or whatever. Even the car count was low, and he gave away $3,000. No entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to race for no money, I mean, shit. I mean, we had small tire cars that try to get in and everything. So hell, you know, no entry fee. I mean, you gonna still get pretty much anybody that want to run. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we did it.
Okay, man, that's good, man. That's good. I opened that mic, man. I wanted to, you know, get some insight from down that way too, man. Because I know that we got some people on here that don't
you know, they don't mind traveling. Like I said, Gene and all the Horseman camp and some others, I know they don't mind traveling. So, yeah, don't be looking. You might see some Horsemen and some DMV area people coming down there next year.
Well, come on.
And don't take this the wrong way. I hear the ladies out there just buck wild.
All I'm going to tell you is come to track and sleep. See for yourself.
God damn it.
I'm going to see for yourself.
Yeah. Okay. We got people up here that get a little Jägermeister and Red Bull in them, don't not act. So I don't know.
We on that yak and that Hennessy. They walk around with glasses in their damn hands. Shit, we ain't no telling what they drink.
Bad, easy, you know, that's my drink.
Man, I'm glad I opened your mic, man, because that's what I'm talking about. See, the thing is, man, everybody wants to get somewhere. Like, I mean, I've heard about Texas. I've heard about deep, far west. You hear about the Midwest. You hear about, you know, far up north. I mean, everybody got something going on. I guess it's just when it's right to get out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see we got another mic open. Is that Running Bear?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, shit. Running Bear, what's going on, Running Bear?
I don't know. I got a question for Gene and them boys up there with. Has anybody heard that JC got his finger cut off today or anything like that?
Come again now?
Have you heard that JC got his finger cut off? I just heard a rumor just now.
I haven't heard anything. I don't know if I don't know if my boy's on here. I hadn't heard anything. Pete probably would know, but I don't think he's on.
Is Pete on? Let me see. What's Pete's number? What is it? 804,
Pete's number is 7610433.
I don't see Pete on. I don't know of anybody else that might know.
If he did, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Hey, Kenny Beecham.
Yes, sir.
I thought Mr. Beaton was on. Are you on, Kenny? Yeah, I'm over here working, just listening. Hey, have you heard anything about?
I got on late. I didn't get on until about 8:40, bucks. I don't know what I missed.
Hey, have you heard anything? Running Bear just said something about something going on about Joe getting his finger cut off. You heard anything about that?
Joe who?
JC.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. I talked to Pete today about, he called me probably about 3 o'clock. So I don't know if it had to happen after that because I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay.
My wife just came to see. My wife and Joe are cousins. She asked me, did I hear anything about Joe getting his finger cut off today? And I told her no. So evidently he must have had some kind of accident somewhere.
Dang.
No, I haven't heard anything either. I hope he's all right.
God dang.
I haven't called Larry T. Is anybody doing anything on Saturday at Colonial Beach? They talked about doing a race on Saturday.
Is that race still going on?
I keep forgetting to call Larry T. I've been working the last 2 nights. I got to call him, but he said something. They're calling for rain is the bad part. The weather, the temperature is going to be right, but at like Monday it was 50% chance of rain. I don't know if that's changed or not, but Sunday is definitely going to be out of the question. But I think it's supposed to rain.
Right.
It's supposed
right.
to rain all day Saturday probably.
All right, we got another microphone open, 202-421-0077.
What's going on, family?
What's going on, Mr. Jones?
I'm good. How everybody doing? I'm good, fellas. How everybody doing? I hope JC okay. Let's pray for him, brothers.
Yeah, man. Hey, it was a rough day today, man. I was like I said, I'm a teacher, so I was leaving the building, and not only, you know, one of the kids I mentor, he came up to me, you know, just found out he already got stuff going on, you know, but the foster family that was taking care of him, the dad and the mother were just locked up. So, and then not only, you know, go to open up the gym for the basketball, for the little league, and my wife gave me a call, and, you know, she's from Brazil, so all her family's from over there. Her uncle died today of pancreatic cancer. And then, I mean, if this thing is true with Joe, this is just, I mean, God, stuff happens back to back to back.
Yeah, well, you know, we just got to stay focused on what the most important things are, you know, and that's what life's all about, the important things, you know. The little
and
things that happen, the little things that are said are nothing compared to the actual life, you know. So.
And that's true. And, Monster, we had boys from Texas on here tonight giving us a little rundown how about they do it in Texas, man. I think I might have to try to get out there next year, Monster. Sound like they have fun out there, man.
You know, they got that Dallas is the concrete racetrack.
That's what Atomic Dog got something going on December 7th at Dallas.
AKA Concrete Palace, DallasRaceway.com.
Yeah, that's a nice racetrack. That track is smooth as a baby too.
Yeah.
Quarter mile track. Everything you can't see. You find some grass on that thumb as you go and tell the owner, they'll go get it up.
That's what it's all about, man. You know?
God damn. That's what I'm talking about, man. Let's see who we let me see. I think this mic is about to be open. I'm gonna open this mic, but I don't know if you want me to open this mic. Pizza Gangster, is that you?
Yeah. Broccoli. Well done.
Well, we might have to get back with him a little bit later. It sounds like he's doing what he does.
Yeah. And you want it well done, right? You got it, bud.
Yeah. All right, so what's going on? What's going on today, Monster Jones? What's going on?
Man, just sitting back, listening to the fellas on here. Had a really nice week with the wife. It was anniversary, 2 years being married to me. You know, that's a tough job. My daughter said to tell everybody hi. So, you know, I'm just sitting back, listening to the show. Getting ready for 2014. You know, a lot of big things are happening, so real excited. I'll be able to do my own race next year, Capital Raceway, with Mr. Bradshaw. So I'm really excited about that. So once we get the details, I'll come back on and tell everybody what we're doing that day. And hopefully I can get a couple of guys to come up. And my daughter wants to say hi to all y'all. But we'll be able to get some things going. You know, I want to continue to do the race stuff, you know, and just take care of the people, have a good time, and that's it, you know. Just people come out and support it and try to just keep it moving, keep the DMV moving. There's a lot going on, a lot of room for people to do different things and different types of racing, you know. I always wanted to do something and finagle with them old horsemen, especially that tall one. You hear me? That my boy there. I fight with him and that other one beside him. He going to let me drive the car, so I was good, you know?
I know who you're talking about, that tall one. That tall one. Like I said, that tall one let me tell you something about that tall one. One day, now I'm going to be honest with you. The first time I ever went to a real event, we went to Fayetteville, right? We went down this motherfucker, right? And, you know, we get down there. All of us staying at the same hotel. And I said, oh, shit, this can't be good. And next thing I know, we wake up in the next morning, these fuckers got pictures of Gene. Now, you know, Gene about 6'4", 5", maybe three, who knows? Now, this man is in one of those carts that they use for the laundry.
Wild child. Look, the first time I met him was at DLP. He jumped on me. He said, come here, man. Come here. I need to talk to you. I said, yeah. He said, I need you to get me into some races with you and Larry T. I said, well, I don't have a checkbook, so you got to go see Larry. He bust out laughing, right? He strut across the parking lot. Man, I need to get into this. My shit is bad. I'm badass. Then he said, we got to think of a name. And then they came up with the name, and I said, oh, Lord, ever since then they've been history. You hear me? And he laughs because he knows I remember it like it was yesterday. He dived all over me at BMT. And, you know, those horsemen, I'm going to tell you, that's a first-class group of guys, you know? No matter what the situation is, they respect everybody. They work through all types of adversities, obstacles to, with everybody, you know? And when something goes wrong, they're quick to pick that phone up and call and check on you. And that's what it's all about.
And
you
want
to
know something? They represent for the DMV constantly. It's not just
except when they run Tricky Rick. So let's get that shit straight, all right? I'm not a fan of when they come across that bridge. God damn it, I want to let you know, we got a little something coming just in case they decide to bring the blue and black one back. We're working on a secret weapon over here, you know? God damn, it's hard to beat that blue and black one. So I was listening to David Shaw talk about it. I said, God damn, David, he did move on it, but God damn old blue black, if she'd been right now, God damn, it would have been a bad. You hear me?
Oh. Hey, Monster, David would have got his ass beat. If I could have come off that trans break and the motor would have, he'd have got his ass beat. That's what it would have been.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, Kenny, I might even think about letting that be a rematch.
Oh, it's going to be a rematch. We're supposed to lock in for Florida. We got locked in the same two races, the back tie and head up. I'm going to try to come on with two W's.
Yes, sir. Damn right, Kenny. You got to look, and you know you my man. I always tease you. I said, look, give me the damn helmet. I can get that thing down through there, Kenny. God damn, it might not fit in it, but I'm going to put one leg over in the passenger side and the other one to work the gas.
You're fitting that Mustang, though. You can probably drive that Mustang, though.
Oh, man. I just, you know, I'm proud of everybody. You know, everybody that supports the DMV, the guys that come and show the how important it is to be up front. You know, and represent. And, you know, that's one of the things that I have to work diligently with is to make sure that I continue to represent the DMV in a positive way and everybody else in a positive way. So, you know, it's been a really tough week, and I just wanted to come on tonight and just listen. You know, sometimes I like to just sit back and listen. You know, I love drag racing. Man, if you think about it, I'll be 49 in April. And damn Uncle Butch, it had me out there since I was 3 years old. You know, a lady by Diane Proctor, Buck Proctor's wife, they got a car that got two seats. Gene, that one you like, that green one, had the two motors in it.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, his wife and him were the first people I met when I went to the track at Aquasco and sat on the hill. And I sat there the other day. After some things went crazy, and I was just thinking about how blessed I was, you know? And I just wanted to remind myself and remind everybody, you know, when you sit down tonight and you close your eyes and you wake up tomorrow, you better realize how important your life and how important God is to you. So, you know, now we can go back and I can tell Gene and them, we're going to work on some shit for them when they cross that bridge. You hear me, JB?
I hear you.
Me a favor.
Especially that damn Gene. He got me good.
I agree with you, too. We all take life for granted sometimes, but we are very fortunate to do what we love to do and to be able to have the finances to do it as tight as things are.
You got that. So, Gene, what's the deal, man? We getting a small car too?
I don't know. I'm working on it. I'm trying to work on a couple different things. That big car about to tap me out this year.
Let's see, we got another, I'm going to give somebody a chance. We just got another mic open, and I'm sorry I just opened it. We were talking, but 201-538-6067. Who is this?
It's Eric Payout. Eric Payout out of New York. Eric Payout.
Okay, what's going on, Payout?
What's up, doing, big bro? How you doing there? What's up, Monster? How you doing, man?
What's up, man? The family's talking about you today. He asked me if I talked to you. I said, I'm going to call him Fridays around 12. I know he's settled by then. So.
Yeah. I just got off the phone with G-Money. I just hollered at him a little bit, and then I wanted to get on the show a little bit and just let everybody know, whoever's listening, that I love it. I love it out there. I love that the DMV movement, I call it the DMV movement. I love what everybody is doing. I love the support, and I love how you guys, whether it was Tricky Rick, whether it was Carlos, or whether Wicked Bird, the Horsemen, everybody, G-Money, everybody. Everybody just show us from New York, New Jersey, Philly, they show us unquestionable love. You know what I mean? And I love it to death. I love it to death. Fayetteville used to be my favorite little shindig. And I got to admit, I love coming to the Capitol and going to MIR and just doing the DMV thing. I like banging with you guys. You guys is all right in my book. I love it.
Well, you know, we family, that's for sure, boy.
Absolutely. You know, we family. Absolutely.
They fussed at me when I tell them you were here the other day. They were fussing at me about that. I said, well, shit, he got to call us. They were fussing at me.
Yeah. I'm definitely coming through, Mark. I'm going to come through, and I tell your wife, I'm ready to eat, man.
Hey, you know, she's going to have you sleeping sideways on the trailer. Ain't no big deal there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but I need to tell you, I need a favor from you real quick while you're on the phone.
Talk to me.
I need you to three-way G-Money so all of us can get a 50 spot because we know he got it.
Yes, sir. I just got off the phone with him. Yeah, he got a nice stack. Yes.
Hey, fellas, I looked out for y'all. Y'all ain't even say thank you, man.
And I know he has it right now as we speak. I know he has it right now.
Hey, pay up. You want to know one thing I love about G-Money?
Talk to me.
This is the thing. It doesn't matter if G-Money win a race or he lose a race. Now, take this to heart. I've seen this man go out here, lose a race, come back to the trailer, take some armor off. Not armor, Black Magic, the tire wet, hook up the trailer tires on the trailer, hook up the Winnebago tires, and, you know, put on, I ain't mad, I'm good. You know, I'm going to load the car, I'm going to go ride out, you know, we going to ride, and I'm good. Law, I'm going to tell you, that's somebody who don't take it to heart, who don't ready
yeah.
to fight.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That's how he is. That's how he is. He's a racer. G-Money is a racer. See, not everybody is a racer. He is born and bred to race. If he was in a wheelchair, he will run somebody in their wheelchair. If he was on a tricycle, he will run somebody on a tricycle and try his best to beat them. That's him.
Now, we're going to put
That's
you on the spot now.
His genetic breakdown. That's just in his genetics.
Yours, too, now. We're going to put you on the spot. We saw a certain blue car, Kappa Raceway, go up, change gears, and go back up again. I wonder who was driving that one.
Oh, my goodness. That could have been a fluke. No, what happened, I didn't think that track was going to be like that, Monster, to be honest with you. I did not, you know, you figure the sun went down. I thought the track might have, it was my first pass. I thought the track might have been going away a little bit. And the tune-up that I had in there was real aggressive, and I didn't think that that track was going to – I figured that I would get some wheel spin, or the thing would black track a little bit. But the freaking thing hooked and bit, and it just climbed, and it just kept climbing, and I was like, whoa, you know what I mean? And that was it. But the track was it was good. It was good.
Well, you know, one thing I did notice you did, I saw you go back into the tires, and I try to tell people Capitol's air is a little different from Buzz Creek, and you got to either go up a half or down a half, and I noticed that you went up, and I was trying to tell some of the guys that was having a little bit of problem to go up pressure, and they looked at me like
crazy. You got to.
Yeah, and they were like, it doesn't make sense. I said, all you got to do is look when they fluff like that. That means you need a little more air so they can make a firm pattern. And
Hey, Mom.
Go ahead.
That car, that blue car that was going up in the air, that left the ground twice, who was he running?
Was there two over there now that I think about it?
Oh, shit, it was.
That goddamn old small black Camaro though. Goddamn, she was moving down through there now. Goddamn.
She was getting, but I had a problem that day because I wanted to run that boy hell yeah that day, and my car was spinning and popping. I didn't know why.
Well,
but you know,
Ronnie Bell,
I was glad to see you too.
Monster Jones might be contacting you about that race not too far from now.
Okay.
That race needs to go on.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Hey, did you have a fix that spitting and popping problem that you had with the car, with the Camaro?
Yeah, I got it all. The damn boys just showed up in my yard with another small block. Let me go ahead and see what they get ready to do.
Hey,
he's a rough customer in the country, boy. You hear me? Goddamn, you ain't a rough country boy down there. How the wife's doing in the family running there?
That hell yeah car, that black, was it 280Z?
Yes, sir.
He's from here in Dallas. That guy moved. He's been gone away from here for probably about 4 or 5 years. And I happened to saw a video of him. I said, damn, that looked like that crazy ass boy that used to be down here, and it was him.
Oh, hell yeah. He good dude, man.
That son bitch did a wheelie, turned the damn car over, jumped out the damn car, stood up on the side of the car and said, hell yeah, why his shit sitting down there tore up.
I bullshit you not.
He did that on the track, slid past the 600 before he stood it up. And turned around and it lifted up all three wheels, and one wheel was on the ground, and it went and slid down on its side past the trap. And that son of a bitch got out the goddamn car, stood up on the side of the damn door and hollering, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a crazy son of a bitch.
He backing up now. Goddamn, he ain't took no losses this year, so we got to get something to tighten his ass up too now. He's been badass here lately.
Hey, Monster Jones, I hear you say that you and Eric are cousins. Can I get to borrow the smart car for just an event, you know, because I see this man riding around in this nice smart car, you know, radio.
Who's that?
You know
who's
what I'm
that?
Talking about, Monster? You know what, well, man?
Me who you talking about?
Hey, Monster, me and you, we ride around in them little old golf carts, and here comes Eric pay up on the... This man on a smart car with pay up racing on it and stuff. I'm like, that's
I know you said high tech liquor. You hear me, man?
Hey Rosa, wait till you see the car now, the electric car, the smart car you talk about right now. My boys, my big son just put a safe on the electric car. A safe.
Oh Lord. Hey, E.
Yes,
I gotta tease you though. They're going to throw you up out of there, boy. The way that Camaro left out of the Capitol last month, that motorcycle, as my uncle would say, that motorcycle left up out there.
Yes, sir. And they got the fastest 60-foot it ever did on the back tires. The fastest ever. Ever.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I can believe that because all it was you could see muffler and everything up under that thing. I was like, gee.
Oh, man. Hey, I knew when you backed up and started turning them canisters on and that grown man that got in there and started moving around, I said, oh, Lord, this ain't good.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was so, I had my Back to the Future tune-up on it.
Yes, sir.
I called it Back to the Future. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. We're glad you came down and supported. We're glad to see you all year, man, and
man, I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I got to admit, I love it. I love it. I look forward to anything going on in the DMV area. I look forward to.
We got a microphone about to open. I kind of know who it is, but I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to read the number out slowly, so maybe y'all will know who it is. Let's see. Let's open the mic. 202-553-2474. If you know who that number is, you can speak now.
My hero.
Okay.
It's my hero.
Fellas.
Listen to you guys.
What's up? Yes, sir.
Hey, I hear you tell them how that Camaro stood up, man. Did you tell them why I stood up like that?
Why did it stand up like that?
That carburetor we let you put on there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's another thing, man. That's what I'm talking about, see? That's that DMV. You know what I mean, DMV? You know, I had a problem with a carburetor. They gave me a $1,200 carburetor and just handed it to me. Didn't know me from Adam. Gave me the carburetor to use for the event. It was perfect, man. These people, like I love it out there, man. I love it. I love it.
Well, I just hope you loan us one back so we can knock Gene Stevens' tall ass off because he surely hurt our pockets early this year. Hey, Ricky, we got the cuff Gene in the pocket so we can get our shit back, man. He got us, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to have some other fish to fry. We got one of Mr. John White who talking about this little small tire Camaro he coming out with, sending me all these threatening pictures of these little motors with single carburetors on them and all this crazy shit, like somebody supposed to be scared of him.
Hey, he gave me the blues the other day. I ain't had a chance to call. I was going to send him something on Facebook and let him know that I'm personally going to be waiting up on the start line with my arms folded so I can count my money. Goddamn Gene, I'm going to get him back too.
Wow.
We got another microphone opening. This is 571-243-2498. Your microphone is on. Who is this?
Thomas.
571 area code. Who is this? Okay, well, 571-243-2498. Your mic is on. All right, well. He had too much noise in the background, so went on mute. So, hey, Rick, what's going on, Rick?
I don't know, man. Just a little upset that I got it going. Got the Camaro going a little too late this year, that's all.
Well, shoot, I hear that. But, hey, man, I'm going to tell you, the shirt look damn good, Rick. I got to give you that. Those Tricky Rick shirts with the green mile look damn good.
Yeah, Rick, yeah, definitely, yeah. And like I said, man, I need a few now. Give me a few now.
Don't nobody seem to know too much about it.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get with everybody and get the sizes and all that. And then I can get them from Earth and get them shipped out to everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, that
I want my name put on mine so I can rub it in Gene's face.
Yeah, they were just talking about it a little while ago.
Well, yeah, I wonder, I ain't, somebody that went on mute earlier, Gene Munson talking to death, David Shaw was on here talking a little trash earlier, but now he done went on mute. David Shaw, you ain't still around, are you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. What's going on, David Shaw?
No, I'm hanging out. I put a headset on.
Okay. We got Monster Jones on here, too, man. I told him you want to get out here next year, so we're going to make that happen.
What's
for you,
up,
brother.
Dave? How you doing, man? Thank you for coming out to Carlos and them's event, the Metro Crush, Carlos and Wicked Bird. We appreciate you coming out. So.
Oh, yeah, man, I had a great time, dude. I was surprised at the turnout. That was an incredible amount of cars at that track.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. That old dinosaur fired up, boy. Old dinosaur fired up. I was standing there laughing. The last time I saw that car was red and white at Fayetteville.
How long ago has that been?
It's been a while. It's been at least 2 to 3 years.
Was that the night I run it?
Yeah.
They had that
he
old
was out
dude
there that day in the cuts race.
They had they had that guy named Doodoo driving.
Yeah.
Mm. God, them some names you don't hear no more. Oh.
No. You don't see Matt a whole lot no more either.
Now, I don't know what's going on nowadays, man. But I know Monster.
Hmm?
David Shaw has a car he's trying to get out here next year to play with somebody that, you know, they thinking about it. But David Shaw has an old, I want to say, is it an old Pro Stock body? Old
it's like an old Super Gas. It's what it is it looks like an old Warren Johnson Pro Stock Oldsmobile. But it's not. It ain't no Haas car, nothing like that. It's a nice car. It got a decent motor in it, one carburetor. And basically what we're doing is just more or less probably just some showboating, heads-up, Pro Tree stuff, motor to motor.
Okay. Well, maybe we can, if he act right, we can make sure he can get Lewis a little something. Lewis a little heavy. But if he do right, I know Lulu don't play. He can get some action, you know. So we'll work on that. Ain't no problem. I got a lot of time, and I got some things I got to get detailed before I can commit to anybody. So,
yeah.
You know, and the one thing I got to commit is that the racetrack makes the decision on when I race. So.
Did you get the picture of the car that I sent you, James?
Yeah, I got it. Nice car, man.
Yeah,
we got a Maverick out of here with a small block. If you big block on motor and you let the Maverick leave it, you never know, you know? So
yeah.
We got to have some fun. I want to go back to the old days. Gene Stevens said it best, him and John Wake. Let's go match race again.
yeah,
that'd be the best thing for the crowds is to get us to do a best 2 out of 3 or something like that, you know? And then y'all set up something for me and Gene. Or Gene and whoever he ends up running with, you know, and just make it where it'd be an event like y'all had up there at Capitol. I'm going to tell you what, if y'all can get 5-6 turnouts like that, man, you should be happy.
I tell you what, we got a pro mod race that I got the green light on for. A lot of people said I was crazy because it's the same weekend as the ADRL, which is 3 hours away. And I tried to explain to people that what has happened, the ADRL that people don't know, have combined Pro Nitrous and Pro Modified. So if you had 22 cars in Pro Modified, 16 qualified, okay, you still had 6 cars that didn't make it. The problem you got now is Pro Nitrous, the slowest car. Well, I looked at it this week. I watched it. I sat down and went through all the events. The slowest car in Pro Nitrous was 390. So you think about it.
Gonna,
that's 11
a lot
cars.
Of guys that's switch up to a blower. There'll be a lot of guys going to surprise you that they'll drop the nitrous car and go to a blower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the problem is we're going to have a pro mod race at Capitol the same day. We had planned this a couple months back. The track called me and said he had a good idea. I said, all right, well, let's try it, you know. But I got a couple people called me and said it was a bad idea. I said, look, the way we're doing it with 3 qualifiers, the guys, you know, it gives a guy a chance that's never been there to get down the racetrack, you know?
And one of the good things, I did get a commitment today. Some people, Gene knows who he is, and Kenny. I got Mark Wessler coming to prep the racetrack, Gene.
Oh, yeah. How you talking? Is that the race you invited me to bring my car to?
Yeah.
It's in May?
Yeah, I got Mark coming to he's going to prep Capital Raceway for us that day. He'll be there Friday and Saturday. So we're real excited about that.
Dale, that's going to be on point.
He was there October 5th, and they brought the pro mods in, and Jensen went the first three-second pass up, and he went 398. Then Ed Burnley went a 398 and lost. So, you know, that just goes to tell you that Mark looked at me. I don't know who was happier, Mr. Bradshaw or Mark. And Mark called me because he heard about the pro mod race. We're going to work up there with Capital, and he told me, he said, you know, for you, brother, I got to come down and make sure that place is on kill. He said, you know, I just want to make sure that you have a good day. I said, man, any day I wake up and I can go race is a good day. And if I can get guys like you guys to support it, you know, I support what you do. If you want to do something, you know, you call me. You say, hey, Monster, I need you to come help with my event I'm doing. I'll be there for you. You know, what I do is I love to race. I love to go out. And like David said, all the people at Capitol, when we would shut the lanes down and pull him through, he kept looking at me, shaking his head, going, you are so crazy. I said, man, it's not that I'm crazy. It's that a lot of people, and I know I'm going to get a couple texts, but here's where the guys don't understand. Yes, everybody pays their money, but the people in the bleachers, when they can see Chest and Tune every Saturday or Sunday, when them grudge cars come in, this is what we got to get the guys that race the Test and Tune. And they just got to understand, let us run them guys and we come back over and do what we got to do, you know. But the more you put them guys out there, the more people that come and support the event, the more the tracks are open up to let us do what we need to do so we have a place to race instead of on the street, you know. And I just want to say, man, you know, for Mr. Dobbs and David and the whole family to come up there, and I mean, they just, you know, Kenny went up there twice to do what he had to do for the DMV, you know. And, you know, I looked at, you know, Rick and James and everybody there helping those guys, you know. Joe was there helping them. You know, that's the thing that we got to continue to do is help one another, you know, and not hurt each other. I say help one another. So, you know, just big props to that day. You know, Carlos Wells, Wicked Bird, I could have choked him, especially since I got my money back. Boy, I was happy. I thought I hit the lottery when the wind light came on in Cubby's Lane. You hear me? At them, I thought they're going to have to get the ambulance up there for me. I was so damn excited. You hear me? So, but Carlos, you know, he did what he was supposed to do, and that's take care of the people, you know. And you can't always make everybody happy in what you do in racing. And he told me after the race, he said, I don't know how the hell you've done this for so long. I said, it's because it's what I love. I don't do it for the money. I do it because it's what I love to do.
So. Hey, David Shaw.
Yeah.
Hey, that event I was talking to you yesterday, a pro mod event, that's the one Monster's talking about right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to be a part of that.
5,000 to win, David. Free entry, car and driver.
Got
it. Hell yeah. That's one I definitely want to be a part of. I look forward to coming back up here.
I'll make sure Lou and Gene leave you alone for just at least an hour.
Make sure that damn tree's on auto tree.
Oh, Lord. Look, I done talked to David. Hey, David, listen to this.
Yeah.
I done said that to you, but listen who's getting right back on here. Hold on. Lou Collins, your mic is open.
No, I'm just listening. I'm waiting for David to get out of line so I can put him in his place. But he's doing all right so far.
Hey, Lou, like my grandfather used to say, I'm going to tighten that ass up as soon as you walk across the street wrong, boy.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I hope that Dan next weekend works out where it's going to be right for us. And everybody meet down there. And I'm hoping Dobbs is going to let me come to Florida. Because you know every time I get in that damn dinosaur, I'm going to the 300-foot mark on the burnout, and I'm going to let that ditch rip.
Yes, sir. I think one of the things that really excited the people in D.C. when y'all were here was when you did the first burnout, right, and you backed up, and you just sat there for a couple minutes, and we were like, okay. And you had this look on your face. And I looked over at Kenny, and I'm like, God damn, I don't think neither one of them are on the stage right now. You hear me? They're just so excited to be here.
Oh, that and they damn made me come straight out of the trailer. I was really wanting to shake down when I come all the way up there because I'd never been there before in my life. I wanted to at least go down to the shutdown area and find out where the hell I was going to go whenever it was time to pull the chutes. And Dobbs was like, oh, don't worry about it. Just get in the car. Let's go.
That's the part of racing that, you know, when, from you being an old bracket racer, as they call, you know, you've been some places where, like me, myself, and the big joint had me laughing. We went to Fayetteville, and the first time I went to Fayetteville, the quarter mile, and I've never been there. We went down through there and made a really good pass, and I pulled the chute, and the damn chute blew off the car. So I was nervous. I'm like, oh, Lord. I told Hulk, I said, damn, I damn near ran out of gas. That track was so long.
Oh, yeah, it's nice to have plenty of shutdown in the cars that are moving like that.
Yeah. But that's what it's all about, man.
Hey, David, if you got a problem Saturday, just pull in Gene's lane because he's going to be in front of you anyway, and just he'll slow you down. Just ride his back off, he'll slow you down a little bit.
The only way that's going to happen is if I get a little too aggressive with them digit sets. Gene's a fast.
Hey,
Gene should be out in front of me, but I'm going to tell you what. When you see me let go of that button, you're going to be like, God damn it, that was a red light. He done paid somebody to damn work that shit.
Oh, Lord. You can tell when you're talking to them boys down south, Gene. You hear me? Everything's a red light or an ass chicken, one or the other. You hear me?
I hope you don't
like
go try
said,
to push the tree over.
If you lean on me, you're going to be red.
Yeah, you can pretty much bet that ain't going to happen.
No, but your boy's
you know, like
there,
you guys said,
if you get that race, I can promise you will be then earned it.
So, Trigger Rick, I got a question for you. You still there, brother?
He's there.
Trigger Rick. He must be working on the car tonight.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm working on the truck. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you.
I need to know what size shirt you wear. I'm going to give you a horseman shirt.
See that son booger, man. Hey, James,
well,
can you mute Gene's mic? We've had enough shit already tonight. You hear me?
Hey, you paid for it. I figured I'd at least ought to give it to you.
I know, man. I ain't going to call him a booger, son booger. I ain't going to say shit, y'all. I'm going to be quiet.
Out of Martha.
Yeah. What do you think that printed off at work?
James.
Yo, what's going on, David?
Hey, what did Buddy Blow, did you talk to Buddy Blow or Mr. Dobbs himself when you worked out, whatever y'all worked out to be in the lanes at 4 o'clock?
Actually, Kenny talked to him, and he got me on three-way, and me and Buddy decided that we were going to be in the lanes at 4 o'clock, and That was the time he set up. He said that they had a race or something at 5, so he locked us in at 4.
Yeah, he must be locked in with Big Sexy at 5.
Yeah, I think that's what he told us, but I'm not sure with him and Big Sexy worked out or whatever.
Yeah, because we was going to do the break and the heads up at one time is what you was talking about. Because you
Who
know
was?
Me and you. With that beautiful Camaro.
You must be drinking.
I don't know. It might have been somebody else. I guess so many people talking
it was somebody else, most definitely.
Yeah, everybody else talking so much shit to me on Facebook. I don't know which one's which.
No, I ain't never get to play nobody. Bird and Tricky Ricky.
You got 400 people out there lining up races for you.
Yeah, that makes it hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's why I'm glad to talk to you directly.
David, you been drinking tonight?
Nope, I don't drink.
Oh, you ain't
alcohol
drinking. Okay.
For me. Instant asshole.
Shit.
Now, after I collect the money Saturday, hopefully me and a couple of the horsemen will be able to sit down and we'll blaze up and sit around and enjoy the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, we might be able to do that.
I'll be relaxing, getting ready for this 490 race this damn weekend. Hopefully,
hey,
I'll get
David,
out here.
My wife's cooking before the race. I want you to come over there and eat now. Eat good. I want you to put on all the weight you can before you get in the car.
I ain't eating nothing before I get in that car. You as I am. She damn near tries to force feed me.
Oh, shit.
You don't think Gene's going to try to sabotage you, do you?
No.
Oh, no. Who knows? Look, they know they better do something to slow me down off of that button in that son of a bitch.
No. We
hey, Mr. Dobbs will give you 3 hits in that car, and if you don't do what he wants you to do, he will kick your ass to the curb in a heartbeat.
That's business, I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Dobbs don't play when it comes to his cars. That guy that crashed that damn Corvette, I should have been in that Corvette that night. I was going to drive the Dinosaur. I had some issues with it, so I kind of helped him out and tuned on that Corvette. They crashed with a twin-turbo car at that last man standing, and the race was over when they let go of the button. The twin-turbo car was freaking damn red, so... Both of them run it to the quarter-mile mark. The turbo car hits the wall, comes across the track. The guy in the Corvette never pulls the chutes and drives straight through the damn Camaro.
Oh, my God.
On a red light?
Yeah, on a red light race. An $8,000 purse that they won from the hit the button. You don't run a car like that all the way through if you don't have to.
You're right.
They were talking about, somebody was talking about we was putting that motor in the damn Dinosaur. We can't. And hell, they put that, the wheelie bar went through the fucking intake on that thing. But needless to say, you won't see him in another one of Dobbs' cars.
I see why not.
I'm trying to get him to bring that damn boss down there to make a couple hits in next weekend. To get ready before they go to Mississippi or something. Travis and them is getting ready to take that car somewhere.
Yeah, so I see. Is Travis' car for sale?
Yeah, both of them. He's selling the rail, rolling for $35, and he's selling the door car, the blue car that Vaughn owns. For $65 rolling, if I ain't mistaken. And he's looking at a couple other options. Him and Mr. Dobbs have worked out a deal somewhat for an Allenabi car that they're going to run Extreme, Pro Extreme or something like that with it. And we'll continue to do the grudge racing with the Dinosaur. He'll always do that until we do something with that Corvette, or he'll just go buy us another car. I told him I'm not going to be happy until I can damn run around telling everybody you got the back tire, you got the back tire, and you got the back tire.
Hey, why don't you call for me? Let me have the back tire.
Hell no. Not in this raggedy damn son of a bitch I'm driving. Y'all lucky I ain't begging for the back tire to break, and the only reason I'm doing that is because I want to be a stand-up racer and go head-to-head with you big-time guys from up that way.
Shoot, if you ask for all that, you'd never get a race. We couldn't. Hey, you're going all right now.
That car don't do too bad for a 470 ride. You know, I can turn all three on and go a 469 with a 9 with a 110.
I
didn't
see anything on the truth, 4-7. That
Hey,
David Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got somebody that might want to talk to you. Let me see if this is who I think it is. I think it's who I think it is. 610-656-2422. I think this is the man they call the pizza gangster.
That's what it might be, JB. I'm going back and forth working to try and catch my drivers out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. We got David Shaw on here tonight, and he feeling right good tonight. He got, like I told you, he got an all-motor Oldsmobile up there in Carolina he talking about.
I just see shit like me. You know what the deal is. We'll go heads up with anybody that sits just like me, all-motor. Short deck, conventional head, one carburetor, kit, intake, and they got all they can handle. We'll cover any bets, anybody sits just like us.
Yeah, we'll be game to damn work something out. You know, I'm still doing a lot of testing with this car. And the car's pretty impressive where it's at right now, and I still haven't really got to go no further than, say, 500 feet on this thing. And other than that, if we get the car straightened out, it'll be excellent for some damn heads-up motor-to-motor stuff. It ain't no damn 800-900 cubic inch motor, nothing like that, you know. It's a healthy, tall deck, but it ain't no damn, it ain't no $100,000 motor.
No. Well, like I said, I mean, we're willing to gamble. We're willing to go out there. Like I said, we'll sit heads up in any car that sits like us, no matter what, and we'll cover all bets. There ain't no limit. So, but like I said, you know what I mean? When I'm going against these motors, like I said, I'm a conventional head, 23-degree head. I don't have no SR20 head, but like I said, we'll go out there and gamble. And, you know, what can I say about that? Like I said, everybody that wants to get against me, like I said, we'll have big people like that. I don't sit like that. But we'll go out and gamble for the race, right? So, like I said, when you get it dialed in, we'll see what we can do. And, you know, if the race is right, you got to race. And we'll travel. Don't make a difference.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good events down this way, man. Some of the heavy hitting tracks are in this area. So if you're going to do some hardcore grudge racing next year, you're going to end up down this way. This guy ain't prepared to do no hardcore traveling maybe once or twice a year. I'm trying to get him a little more motivated because he's still too edgy, and he don't hang into the arguing and all that stuff. He's not going to deal with a lot of that. He just assumed, damn, let me go out there and make a couple passes and go home and tell his wife how good the car did, and he could care less.
Right.
But the car is beautiful. It is a beautiful car that would be something good to go out there and do something with. On the motor-to-motor deal, one carburetor. This thing's got a cast intake on it and all. But it would be something good, you know, to go out there and put a show on and do some of these events that me and James had talked about a couple days ago.
Right.
But other than that, we'll work something out. You come down this way and that you're one of the events, Piedmont, Fayetteville, Darlington, Rockingham, any of those places that holds some of the big grudge events, I know I can get that car to those events.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm pretty, anybody that knows me, I'm pretty straight across the board. And like I said, if we make the race right, or if, like I said, you know what I mean, it's like me or, the, you know, like it's an event, like I said, with the car that you're talking about, if we can get together, like I said, we're going to go out there. We're not afraid to gamble on this thing.
Well,
you know?
So you can guarantee one thing about me is I will give you the race to where I shouldn't beat you no more than a damn fender to a half a car to finish line.
Sure. But I'm not worried. That probably ain't going to happen, so we're all right there. We got that covered.
Yeah. I'm going to make it to where it's a good racer. I'm a pro racer, and I'm going to make it to that point. If we can't go from there, then I ain't got time for it.
I got you. I respect that. You know what I mean? I respect that.
Don't nobody care about watching a car go out there and run fucking two car lengths away from somebody and just damn walk on away from him. You know, if I know I can give you two cars, I'll give you one on one and we'll damn jam on it.
Right.
You know, if you're as fast as what I'm used to running, then you're gambling every time you let go of the button on that son of a bitch anyway, because you can't guarantee that kind of horsepower to make it from A to B every damn day anyway.
See, I ain't making that good. That's why I stick with my little, you know, my little short deck conventional one carburetor cast intake. So I ain't got to worry about that. We're just trying to get to point A to point B.
Yeah. We'll see what's up. Once, you know, I'll check out the car and see how fast it is. And, I mean, if it's to that point where, you know, you can just make consistent passes, then you're probably not going to be in the ballpark to run this car heads up.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't think I could anyway. Like I said, I mean,
I know they sent me some, you know, some fact, you know, what you put out there about it, and like I said, it don't fit like me. It's one thing if I had, you know, like I said, the big motor in the car, like I said, but I got this baby peanut motor in the car, and we're just trying to have fun with this right now, get it dialed in, just like yourself, you know, and then, but like I said, we'll go, if we make the race right, we're going out there with you.
All right, yeah, that'll work. That'll work. I'll have several different cars out in 2014 that I hope to do some jockeying in a bunch of these mega grand races. That lights all out of it in Georgia. They contacted me last night about running the 470 class and possibly doing some shakedowns and some kind of little exhibition show they're going to do. So I look forward to that because I kind of like to bring the grudge thing into the mainstream drag racing because, you know, some of the guys like that, Stevie Fast Jackson, hell, man, that son of a bitch, I was running his ass 5-6 years ago at Piedmont Dragway in Grudge Fest. He come down there with a damn full-size Chevrolet pickup with a Pro Mod motor in it and wanted to jump on me with a little $5,000 damn small block cast stock Chevrolet block car and wanted me to damn run him heads up. I said, well, damn, I'm glad I'm, you know, impressing you that much, but I know better than that shit. So you know what I did? I took the wheelie bars off that son of a bitch. I went out there and rode it on the back tires to the 330, bounced that bitch, and damn brought it back, and they damn said, come on, we'll put up $2,000 and see if anybody can damn tote him as far as that little blue S10. Because wouldn't nobody race. Everybody was running around talking about what they was going to do, but you couldn't get nobody to lock in a damn race.
You got to put your jacket on, huh?
So Stefano, what's going on with them, boy? I got a 4:15 appointment in the morning. I want to call and thank everybody for their support in 2014. Like I said, anybody doing the event, you know, I got a I'm on the out there now. I can help any and everybody, and that's what I'll do. So I definitely want to talk with the horsemen. I got an idea about a big race. So,
hey, look, everybody.
I need to make sure we do. Now, David, I already got a setup for you. I'm going to get you. When you come back across that state line, I'm going to be sitting on the side of the road with a gun on your ass. You hear me? And it ain't a pistol. It's a goddamn.
No.
Three.
Hey, after next Saturday, I'm going to be getting bulletproof glass put in my shit.
No shit. But, yeah, we're going to talk
about
this. Tricky Rick got to get Gene's call butt back. Running there, everybody. I appreciate everybody. I just got to get up 4:15 and be out the door by 4:40. So you guys have a great evening. Appreciate the time, JB.
Oh, you welcome.
Done a heck of a job.
Hey.
And Stefano, I'll call you tomorrow, all right?
You got it, sponsor.
Thank you.
You busy today,
Saturday.
Man. Good cut.
Saturday.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Good night.
All right, so it seems like, man,
like that torsion body.
I guess there's a chance that, hey, Stefano, what are you doing next weekend?
What do I do every week? What do I do 7 days a week right now, JB? I be working every day.
Okay.
I haven't had a day off since Capitol, Bo. I'm still here now. I got here this morning at 8 o'clock. I won't be leaving here for another hour yet. So,
okay, because the horsemen are going up to Darlington next weekend. And I forget, I don't know if I told you, but they're going to run the dinosaur with these head up.
Are they really?
Yeah. They're doing it. It could end up being anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 on this race.
Well, like I said, I just made action with Corey. Good. Right, somebody need to catch their dog.
My dog is going three.
Yeah, let me put it on mute. Go ahead. JB, they're dogging me, JB. What's up? They're dogging me.
No, but
like I said, I might have to. I didn't think I was gonna be able to get out anymore after, you know, the cold. But man, Sean hit me up today. Big Sexy hit me up. He said, "Man, I'm telling you, man, if you want to get out to one more race before it really get cold, and come on down here to South Carolina, man. Come on." I said, "Yeah, man. There's a chance. There's a chance. I ain't even gonna lie. There's a chance I could roll down there because." I ain't even gonna lie. I can't wait because if I don't go, I'm gonna want to see that video of that Camaro getting that wind light against that damn ancient dinosaur. So you know, I'm thinking about it, man. The boys are going out there, and I mean, you know, the DMV is going out there, so. Hopefully they going out there, they bringing that money back. So, you know, that's how it go.
Just about everything. First, I got the golf bar.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
You.
Yo, this was up. What's up?
Who's this?
This is JB.
Yo, okay, now I can hear you. We lost that speakerphone. There you go.
Well, yeah, I think it might have been Lou, man. Lou just dropped out, and that was it. So it might have been Lou, man. Lou was doing something. But, yeah, like I said, I mean, next week, I mean, I wasn't planning on trying to get out nowhere. But if I can get out, I might have to try to get to South Carolina.
Well, you got to come on down to South Carolina. You got to see us take the lunch money.
Yo, let me ask you this. What's the weather like down there this time, like next week? What are they calling for down there? Because I would like to see, even if I fly down there real, you know, just for the weekend or something like that, but what kind of weather are they looking at for next week?
I'm not sure. I talked to Sean, like I said, briefly. Usually it's, you know, it's not a great big difference from Virginia, but it'll probably be 10, 15 degrees warm, I would imagine.
Stefano, I think when I looked at the weather for next week, I think it's going to be in the 60s. Yeah, I think I saw like high 60, almost 70. So that's drag racing weather.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I got a question for you. I spoke to Russ a while back, and you know what car I missed on that he had? You guys had a customer's car there. It was a Cobalt that the boy never finished. Did he ever get rid of that car? Because I seen him repost that car out there. You know which car I'm talking about?
Hey, Gene.
Yes, sir.
Hey, he's
is
asking
David
you about
there?
A who is that? Yeah, Gene, he's asking you about a Cobalt.
No, I'm talking about coming out of Racetech. Out of Racetech. Is that boy David, is he still on?
Oh, yeah, he just got off, but I think I know what car you're talking about. I think that car is still down at Racetech.
Is it really?
If you're talking about the Cobalt, I think you're talking about.
Yeah. They had it listed about a year and a half ago, the boy or whatever. I don't even know what happened, but Russ took it back. He had to go to court and all like that. And then by the time I called on it, he already had a deposit from one of his other customers or something like that. And then I left it alone after that.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but Travis Harvey's Racetech car is for sale.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. That is for sale.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You're not looking for another car, are you, Stefano? If you're looking for another car, Gene Stevens might sell you one.
I don't know. We'll see what we're doing. We're still trying to play with the black one. I still got my silver one, so we might do something. I don't know yet. Like I said, we'll see.
Yeah, if we don't get no bike on that, we might be building another small car over the winter.
What's that?
I said, if we don't get any bites on the big car, we might just put that away and build a small car over the winter. Kenny has already built one. I wouldn't mind having one myself.
Yeah, I hear you. It seems like there's more fun with them than anything. More action, you know what I mean, because more people sit alike.
And it don't cost as much to run them and take as many people to operate them. It's a lot easier.
Yep. Yes, sir. I agree there. All right, gentlemen. Well, listen, it was good talking to everybody. I got to do some paperwork and trying to get home, get some sleep, because I'll be back up here at 8 o'clock.
So, JB, give me a holler. Monster said he's going to holler at me. And, Gene, when you tell, like I said, you tell, what do you call, what's your boy's name? With you? Little. You tell Lewis, like I said, we're going to do that race again. You hear me?
He got that. I will relay to him.
Yeah, like I said, we already talked, like I said. Dude, actually, it's funny because I didn't just, remember I told you we hurt the trans. I just picked up that trans, no lie, Wednesday afternoon. I was able to get out of my shop for a few hours, and they didn't call me that it's done. And I swear to God, I went to pick up the trans, and all I did was put it in my trailer, and I haven't touched nothing since. So, like I said, I haven't had a chance, because JB will testify. Since Capitol, I've been here 7 days a week, almost open to close every day. Which is, you know,
looking forward to that race again. Y'all are good guys to run with, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So, like I said, as long as that car sits, all I say is, like I said, because I wear my heart on my sleeve, I'm sitting the same exact way. As long as that car sits the same exact way, we're going back out there, and we're going to have some fun.
10-4. Sounds good to us.
Absolutely. All right, JB, hit me up tomorrow. Gene, it's a pleasure, and like I said, I'll be in touch.
Sounds good.
All right, gentlemen.
All right.
Well, I'm off here too, buddy. Thanks for the show tonight. I appreciate it. I know the horsemen do. And hopefully we'll see you in Darlington.
All right, man. I'll catch up with you.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good night.
All right.